Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are here till 11 o'clock live. We're also on the YouTubes. If you want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, you'll watch the show that way or listen to us that way. If you follow us on Facebook over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network and you're not a crackpot, we'll let you in. We just don't want marketers and people that'll sell to you anything. We just want you to be a normal person and you're welcome to participate there. And we're broadcasting there, simulcasting as it were. And I just looked up the Gavin Newsom law there as far as keeping your commercials quiet. It doesn't go into – I don't know why these things are so hard to do. It doesn't go into effect in California until July 1st of 2026. So somehow in order to keep your commercials from blasting while you're watching whatever on TV, they've given them until July 1st of 2026 to turn down the volume, to normalize the volume. You know how easy it is to normalize the volume on a streaming service? It's a checkbox, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, the code to do it is already in, yeah. I don't know.
Thank you, Mr. Newsom. The people of California, thank you for no longer having loud commercials and not understanding how much water is being used in the data centers. Because he won't let you know that either. Let's go on to Joe in Berlin. Oh, by the way, we did find a link for our Karen out in North Carolina as far as how to customize the Brave browser's
new tab page.
Yeah.
So it may not restore the one that she had, but right. At least she can rebuild it and get it the way she wants now and then move forward.
Until the next update.
Until the next update.
Where they make your life miserable and say, no, we don't like how you've laid out your icons. We're going to update, break it for you, and make you go through it again.
And you wonder why people don't like updates and avoid them.
Right. Especially if they can break your car. Let's go to Joe in Berlin next. What's happening, Joe? You there?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I got a sad story here. Or maybe a happy story. I don't know, but back in January of 93, I bought a printer, HP OfficeJet Pro.
Yeah, it's a while ago.
Yeah, and it worked perfectly up until about a week ago.
They don't make printers like that anymore.
No.
Oh, don't say that. I don't want to hear that.
They don't make anything like that anymore. And even when they made it like that, we were saying the same thing about that at that time.
Yes, that's true.
Well, so and anyhow, I went to look for a replacement printer. I did buy an HP Smart Tank Plus 651.
Okay,
and it's just junk.
You said it was junk.
It had junk. Oh, it's like two-sided printing. Okay, so. It prints one side of the paper, then a little message comes up, take the paper, put it back into the paper slot and print the other side.
Yeah, flip it upside down and turn it clockwise.
Yeah, exactly. What, you know, and I said, oh, forget it. Mm-hmm. So, in the process of returning it. Anyhow, what I was looking at a LaserJet Pro.
Yeah.
MFP 3301 for $400.
All right. Any HP laser would be a good option. They tend to have a longer life. I can't guarantee it'll be as similar as the one you just replaced.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to get that amount of time in.
No, but if you get into the laser levels, and $400 is a lower end, like a really small business style, you know, single person operation type of printer. So it should serve you pretty well. Does it have the duplexing that's you're looking for? Is it looking for, does it have the duplexing where it'll suck the page back in and print the other side for you?
That's why I'm looking at the thing here. And
well, the one that I'm looking at is an MFP 4301 FDW.
Mm-hmm.
And the D means it duplexes.
Yeah. So if you got the D for duplexing, it'll do that for you. And it should suck it back in. So it prints it out and then it sucks it back in and prints
right.
the other side.
Okay.
So you have to resist the urge to pull the page out as soon as it starts coming out because it's going to go back in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what my old printer did, I had no problems
nice.
With it.
All right.
And I didn't mind paying, you know, buying the HP cartridges.
Yeah.
But then one day it just died.
Well, come on. It's been printing and printing. It owes you nothing. It owes you nothing, Joe.
Yeah,
so
exactly. So that is a happy story. So,
yeah, it is. $400 and $400 is pretty happy, too. That's a pretty low cost for the functionality you're going to get. Again, $400, though, they're not using the heavier plastics and stuff that were probably used in the other printer. Heck, the other printer could use a lot more metal, too. But
The printer that he's retiring probably weighs like 500 pounds because it's full of metal in there.
I'm
exaggerating, but
It was, it was a fantastic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've always liked HP printers. They've always done very well by us generally.
All right. I'll look at the LaserJet.
All right. All right, Joe.
Before I forget, Odyssey app.
Yeah.
We got two more things. Odyssey app. If I'm driving on the road and I want to open the Odyssey app, it says sign in.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to sign in while I'm driving. You know, come on, guys, give me a break. It doesn't happen when I'm sitting at home. And so I don't use Odyssey. And so the other thing is YouTube. I did try to sign in to YouTube. I never heard back from them. And I don't think I'm a nut. You know, crackpot.
you mean Facebook, our Facebook page?
Your Facebook page. I'm sorry. Yes.
Well, we may have inadvertently thought you were a crackpot and denied you, but feel free to request again. we'll approve you. On your question on the Odyssey app asking you to sign in while you're driving, A, I agree. Don't do it while you're driving. You would think the app would preload those credentials, and they should hold for quite a long time before they ask you to re-verify. So I don't know why it would do that to you, but it shouldn't. Maybe it's just coincidence.
I don't have time to fool around with things.
Well, maybe sign in before you start driving.
Right.
I don't know. It's the only thing I can think of.
Well, but where do I sign in? If I'm ready to start driving, I don't have time to waste I'm usually going to work.
Yeah, no, we hear you. So as you're thinking about it now, bring up that app on your phone and see if it asks you to sign in. If it does, feel free to do that. Put in your username and password, and you should be good.
But it doesn't.
That's so bizarre.
Yes. Okay, well, I'm going to go back to Facebook and see if I can sign in.
Yeah, go ahead and give us the request. We'll let you in. You don't seem like a crackpot.
Not too much of a just don't talk to my wife.
All right, yeah, okay. I got the same problem. All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
All right. See ya. Yes, my wife definitely thinks I'm a crackpot. definitely. So Bert, John, and another call coming in from Southington. We'll get to your calls. We'll figure out this login issue with Odyssey if we can. It doesn't seem to make any sense, but we'll see what we can find out about that. I do agree. It shouldn't be as hard these days it should be easier, right? But it's never the case. Like if I want to go to Stu Leonard's, right, and I want to use that app, it signed me out. Do you think I have my password to Stu Leonard's app on me? No.
No.
No. So, you know, these types of things are great until you need to use them. So we'll figure out what's going on with that if we can. So Wanda, hang on in Southington. We're going to get to your call too. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We will be right back. We're getting Joey involved in that Odyssey question. We'll see what he says for us. I don't know. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Bert in East Hartford next. What is happening, Bert?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm a passive listener, but the evil Google has sufficiently motivated me to call in. I'm at war with Gemini on my Android phone. I'd appreciate a little anger management before I destroy my phone. How do I uninstall it?
So you've loaded the Gemini app on your phone?
No, it got loaded.
It's not loaded.
It was passively loaded. I had nothing to do with it. Now I can't get it out of there. My understanding is that Google has it in such a way that if you uninstall it, it is linked to several other functions. So they make it difficult to uninstall it. It's to the point where if I want to shut off my phone, I have to ask Gemini.
That is frustrating. What is your phone so we can look this phone up?
It's an Android Samsung 20 or something like that.
What you may have to do is go into the Play Store app. Okay, and then look up Gemini, open that, and then you may have to disable it instead of trying to uninstall it. In other words, you're going to leave it on the phone, but it's going to be set not to be active.
And it's basically has replaced the Google Assistant.
Right.
You can set it back according to Google Gemini. In my searches here, you can default it back to the old Google Assistant. They think they're helping you by forcing it to be Gemini.
So, yeah. Well, I'm an intelligent person. I'm capable of an intelligent thought without Gemini.
Yes. So basically you're supposed to, from what I'm reading here, you go to settings, you go to apps, choose default apps on the digital assistant app or assist app. You're going to change the default from Gemini to Google Assistant. That would do a change to get Gemini out of there. And then you can also disable the Gemini app. It's very simple.
In the Play Store.
Right in the Play Store, you don't install it. But the Google Assistant has been replaced by Gemini, but you can set it back if you like to. It doesn't seem like there's too many steps.
I'm wondering if these things come through, you know, you get these updates on your phone, and again, they're not described, and you don't have an opportunity to say no.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes. It's really quite maddening.
Yeah, so it's just so if you just heard us earlier, the governor of California figured out how to turn down commercials. The reason that type of story to me is so funny is that's where we're at, right? The governor of California just realized how to turn down commercials, right? There's a law now. This is how far behind our lawmakers are. This is how disconnected these folks are from what's happening with technology. The geeks are crushing them to the point where the governor just realized how to turn down the volume. That's where we are. So to your point are they forcing this on us, right? And you've purchased the tool, and the tool says this is what we're going to give you, whether you like it or not. Whether or not there should be a law would be a discussion with your lawmakers, but they don't even understand how to turn the volume down.
Well, these laws are somewhat impotent anyway. What happened to the do not call list?
I agree. Yeah, that's useless. Nobody pays attention to that. Well, again, nobody enforces the law. So you're right. They're completely impotent when it comes to enforcement. So very difficult for you to get what you want as a consumer, but I hear your frustration, and hopefully we helped you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. But yeah, it is frustrating that you're getting something you don't want necessarily. Now, Gemini might be helpful. It depends on what you're telling it, right? and again, what they've said they're going to keep of what you've told it. I just read recently because ChatGPT was forced by some court to keep all history of all communications occurring on ChatGPT because of a lawsuit that happened with the copywritten material that they stole from the dark web. A judge said, you must now preserve all interactions with your product going forward. Well, that was finally lifted. So again, unintended consequences. Whatever you told ChatGPT was sitting there in history. Not that you're doing anything wrong. But if you happen to ask ChatGPT something something provocative or whatever it might be that you're interested in, that history was being kept. So and it is kept also in all sorts of places, right? So when you went to the library, if I recall, the librarian wasn't going to give anybody any history of what you took out for a book.
Nope.
And we had discussions with librarians on our show.
Yeah, and they've even been taken to court over it.
And they're like, this is none of your business, what the guys, what this person's reading. Now, you're everything you're doing is digitally looked at, no matter for whatever reason you're looking at it. And talking to AI definitely should be concerning. Not that you're doing anything wrong, but depending on what you're asking it. But it's I think it is correct to be creeped out by it. And again, these companies are going to force it on you, whether it be Copilot, whether on your Microsoft products, whether it be Gemini on your Google products, whether it be ChatGPT. Or, I mean, Grok is kind of really embedded. It's trying to embed itself into X, right? So there's lots of these platforms out there that you really can't avoid. I think I have to take a break, right, Carolyn? Yeah, so I'm going to step out for a quick break. John, Dan, and Wanda, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back, and I got confirmation from Joey on the Odyssey app. It shouldn't require that type of re-sign-in unless an update maybe occurred, and he's right, right? So if you had an update to the app, it might have just been bad timing for the caller who was having the requirement to sign back in, but you shouldn't have to more than once, according to Joey. So I don't know what's going on there, Joe, as far as why it's forcing you to do that, but maybe an update occurred. That's Joey's theory, and he's sticking to it. Let's go to John in Glastonbury next. What's happening, John?
Hey, Eric, gosh, I think last time I talked to you, we were telling some golf stories, so it's been a little while.
My golf stories are all bad.
The season is not over yet, so I'm looking forward to hearing something before the snow.
Please, no more.
I didn't hear the whole show, but I caught up a couple callers ago. I think Mark was on the line about an HP Office Chat Pro.
Yeah,
right.
I have them, too, and... until just the other day, it was working great. I keep my backup toner cartridges on hand, and I ran out of cyan.
Yeah.
So I put in a new cartridge and am getting a message. There is a problem with the printer or ink system. Turn printer off, then on. If problem persists, contact HP.
Mm.
I did that, and of course it did nothing, but give me the same message. I put in the empty cartridge. It was reported as empty, thinking, well, maybe there's something left in it.
Yeah.
It recognized that it was a depleted cartridge, which I thought was a good sign. And then I put the new one, which is an authentic HP cartridge, in, and I'm still getting that message.
Hmm.
I am considering going to buy another cartridge for $50 of this color or throw the thing away.
Well, maybe you can return it and say you're having trouble with
it. Yeah, I would take it back to the store, return it, and get another one, and don't pay for another one.
Oh, yeah, that's an idea. Of course, I did it on Amazon this time.
Yeah, you could. You should be able to return stuff to Amazon. I've done that.
Yeah, they might allow it. Yeah.
Okay, so there is some valid approach to try another cartridge and see what happens.
I would think so. I mean, this sounds like a classic defective cartridge scenario.
Classic.
Okay.
Classic.
A classic IT
issue.
Oh,
yeah, and I've run into that before.
In 10 years, I haven't had a problem or however long.
Well, it's rare. Yeah. It's rare, but when you're in the business and you deal with, you know, hundreds of toner cartridge replacements in a year.
It's classic to Dennis.
You do bump into it from time to time.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All
right. This is why your show is great. It's a simple example.
Well, that's our, you know, if we save you $50, we've done you something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we'll see how that comes out. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get out of the return today.
All right.
Thanks for your time, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, these printers are so smart, they can get stupid. They may be misreading the little chip on there. Who knows, on the new cartridge.
Yeah, or the cartridge chip is defective. I mean, it literally happens.
Definitely. So Dan and Wanda, hang on. Two lines open for you guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We posted everything over on our website, over at computertalkwithtab.com, and Mike G is posting everything feverishly over to our Facebook and X sites as well. We'll be right back. There you go. Carolyn doing her magic here. Going to be here till 11 o'clock. So let's get onto your calls. We're going to go to Wanda in Southington. Help me, Wanda. What's going on?
Oh, well, I think I need some help or guidance, obviously. When Windows 8, we were required, Microsoft was not supporting updates, and we were transferred over to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, I have been getting notices from Microsoft, it's time to update, et cetera, and it's been several times. And then I just said later, and...
Now it's too late.
It was probably too late, and basically what happened was my screen went blank, and basically it obliterated all my documents where they were not readable, and I have to go and get it readable again.
All right. Well, your phone sounds like you're underwater. But
is this better?
No. But I kind of think we understand. So you're saying your machine is at Windows 10, your screen went blank. Did it try to update?
Well, that was from 8 to 10. And
Gosh. Okay.
Just a background story.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, so...
So somehow Adobe got involved. I'm not totally understanding all of this.
That's
all
okay.
I know what has transpired. So I have
so is this,
had my
so,
documents reversed, and Adobe was forcing itself, I'll call it, on the screen.
All right.
And I had Adobe on my screen on my system.
But Wanda, real quick, is this still a background story about your 8 to 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's not go back and rehash that history because nobody wants to.
Yeah, it's done and redone and so forth, and it was okay. And now from 8 to 10, I panicked in a way where I just disconnected my Wi-Fi so that I would not get anything.
All right, so I've got an option for you. I got an option for you, Wanda. Your phone is so bad, though. We really can't have you talk too much more. It sounds like you're gurgling water as you're chatting here with us. But your Windows 10 machine, if you do not want to update it because of the horror you went through with 8 to 10, which is what you've kind of given us the insights on, you can pay Microsoft $31 and you'll get the updates going forward, and you can keep your machine another year at Windows 10. It doesn't exclude the fact that Microsoft still might try to nag you into updating to Windows 11.
I know.
You don't have to. But if you want to keep getting your security updates, which you should get, because if you even looked at what happened on last Tuesday, Microsoft released like 183 major patches to the Windows operating system, two of them critical. I think two or even more that were critical. I don't know if they made this a big thing because they're saying, hey, look at our stuff. It's garbage. We have lots of security things we got to fix. So when you stop paying us to give you the updates next week, you might miss out on those updates. I don't know if they did it. They put out this notice because of that reasoning or what have you. But you should definitely at least pay that $31 to Microsoft so that you can keep getting the security updates on Windows 10 if you do not want to update it. Disconnecting you from the internet won't solve your problem, and it may make you less productive, right?
Mm.
So pay the $31 to Microsoft to keep the updates coming for Windows 10, and then you won't have to deal with any nightmare that you're worried about. Because if that machine is a vintage 8 machine, it probably can't be updated anyways.
Yeah, it won't run Windows 11.
Yeah.
Even if it lets you do it, I would not even try it.
Right.
Honestly, I would not do it.
So it's a 2019 computer.
Okay. So definitely buy the security update pack there from Microsoft. You should be able to go online and get that. $31 will do it, and you're good for at least a year.
One more question. Why I disconnected was because it says they were supposed to stop it on October 14th.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting a notification update, do not disconnect your computer, and I said, here comes the nightmare from prior times. So what I have right now is I have a new computer waiting and waiting to transfer over.
Okay, well, I don't know. You can have your machine on Wi-Fi. That shouldn't be an issue. But don't update it based on that vintage of 8 to 10, then 10 to 11. It probably will not work. So,
yeah, the old one. Okay. Yeah. All right. So all right. With these updates coming on my screen, which is a little different way that I'm used to, it would be okay so I can reconnect my Wi-Fi?
Well, the update shouldn't come differently on your screen. So if they're coming differently, then it could be some sort of scam, too, which we don't want you to be part of either, right? So if you're getting a browser hijack scam, which the bad guys are going to start messing around with now, too.
Well, that's what I was thinking with the message, don't shut off your computer, because that's what the bad guys will tell you.
Right.
Okay. So, I had that, and that's why okay. So
don't do it that way. You can ignore those messages.
Don't let them. But it's forceful. It's
yeah.
Oh yeah. That's how it works.
They're trying to trick you.
So my disconnecting the Wi-Fi is a good thing.
In that case, for that particular instance, yes. You're not going to get any updates.
All right.
And if you don't need to use a computer on the internet at all, you're fine for that system.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Wanda.
For the telephone.
Yeah, you got to get working on that.
Yeah, oh, no, I have.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. The fish enjoy talking to Wanda, but the rest of us don't. But, yeah, you're getting weird. So you're going to start seeing those scams, too. If you're not using OpenDNS to safely be on the internet, you're going to get these bad links coming at you because of your surfing past, and you could be easily tricked into doing something. If anybody's telling you to stay on the phone or stay online or to do something forcefully, it is a scam. I can tell you right now, very smart people are being scammed for all sorts of things. The most recent one that I've heard of was somebody who's a professional person, very smart person, professional person was scammed. She received a call who she thought was from the police department saying that if you do not pay this $800 now, you're going to be arrested.
Wow.
And she fell for it and found herself putting $800 in cash into a machine, most likely a crypto machine. She found herself giving out a lot of information that she shouldn't have. And all because these people said, if you don't, if you hang up now, we're going to arrest you. Now, I don't know if you've watched the news or anything, and I love the police, don't get me wrong, but lots of folks find themselves with all sorts of arrest warrants out there, and they've been out there for, oh, this guy's had 13 arrest warrants, this guy's been arrested 15 times. It's not like the cops are going to be that fast. I love you guys. I love you guys, but that's not what we actually see the cops all over TikTok for, right? We don't see them for arresting you, being so efficient at arresting people. So, and you don't see TikToks of people being arrested because they didn't pay an $800 fine.
Right.
If that was a case, you'd see it all over the place. But this person was tricked and literally brought the person on the phone over to the machine to put $800 in cash in there. So please, if you ever get a notice that says it's urgent, you must do it now, and or you're going to be in, you know, whatever they're going to threaten you with, hang up. Or don't follow it, because it's baloney. Nobody has that kind of power. And clearly the cops are not going to arrest you for some sort of outstanding parking. This person, for her to think that way, is just bizarre. I mean, this person would never think that she'd done anything wrong to the point where the cops are going to arrest you if you don't pay $800 now. That's quite a collection agency they got going there, right? Mm. They just don't have that. And they don't do that, and they won't do that. So if you ever get a call like that, hang up. This is a public service, but we also have a link to actually a warning that's been out there for a while about this exact scam, where people are pretending to be police officers, scaring people into doing things. Let's go into Dan East Windsor with a Gemini response as well. Hey, Dan, what do you got?
Hey, how you doing? Well, first, I got to give you a backstory going all the way back to Android 4.4 Kit Kat, and I'm like it. Right. But the guy with the Gemini problem, I also have a Samsung phone. I'm guessing what happened was his phone updated to the new Android 16.
Right.
What that does is it includes Gemini, but it also remaps your side key. So all he's got to do is tap on settings and just type the word side. It'll come up and say side button, just has to remap that back to to power off the phone power menu. That's all. And he'll be able to shut his phone off without having to go through Gemini.
Yep.
And but anyway, listen to that last caller in your dissertation there. Just wanted to show you, man, I shouldn't pay my fine with Green Dot cards.
Exactly. Don't pay your fine with Green Dot cards. Exactly, Dan.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for the update.
Okay, later.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah.
But yes, that's an update.
Yeah,
caused that
issue. And now that he mentioned that, it did that to my phone. What, a month ago?
Did it?
Yeah.
So you were just as
frustrated.
It remapped
the side button. So I did go in and change that setting, but I wasn't putting that together with what the first caller was asking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can easily change that setting.
But again, you know, why are these companies doing that? I didn't ask it to do a thing with my buttons.
I didn't.
Stop playing with my buttons.
I want my button to work the way it worked.
That's all you want, is the button to work the way it worked. And if they want to offer you a different way to run the button, they can give you a notice and say, hey, would you like Gemini to be doing this for you on the button? But no, what they do is they slam it on you and you're like, oh, gee, I never thought of that, Google. I really love that you touched my button and made it work a different way. And they just slam it on them. And that, again, Governor Newsom dealt with volume on ads, right? Wouldn't you love a law, Dennis? Does it take a law to say, don't touch my buttons?
Well, yeah. Maybe there should be a law. We can make fun of Newsom about it, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
That we're even talking about it tells you that there is a problem.
I agree. The thing about the market, though, is we can go and march with our feet to a different product. The problem is these products are $800+ products that, you know, we find ourselves stuck in ecospheres, and these IT companies do have you kind of under control there as far as which ecosphere you want to be in. So it's frustrating. It is frustrating. We're going to step out for a quick break. We got Joe and Dave on the line. And this is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk with Tab. I'm Joe. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Joe is the guy we're going to go to next, because if I was Joe, then we'd be talking to myself. Let's go to Joe in Canton. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I had a quick question. When we go to a website, you know, we say we're doing online banking, and I go to click to another area, and all of a sudden another like pop-up website will just fly in there, and I delete it immediately. It's all these random ones. What
kind of websites popping up while you're on your banking site, Joe? Because that's scary.
Oh, one just came up and said errors. Some of them are just like, I've been looking at real estate and they're random. Some of them are, I can't even pick like a pattern. It's just random.
All right. Not good. Not good. You have some definite computer hygiene to clean up here. Have you, do you know how, he's like, okay. have you ever configured OpenDNS?
No.
All right. So I know we've said this a bazillion times if you listen to the program, and I can't tell you how much it can save your bacon, and it costs you nothing. You go to our website. We'll put a new link, right? We'll just do it.
Yeah.
It's been a while. We'll put up how to configure OpenDNS. What that'll do is it'll prevent malicious sites from putting the code on your browser that's putting these pop-ups happen in the first place. Right, you should never get a pop-up occurring while you're on your banking site. That should scare you. It is not good. Yeah, it's not good. So we want to have you surf more safely so the bad sites don't put these types of browser hijacks in your system in the first place.
Now, you say these fly in. Are they coming up at the bottom of the screen at the right?
No, they'll just like take over the screen for a minute and we'll go to the left. And I'll just go immediately to the latest one and get rid of it.
It's not good.
No. Something is on that computer.
You may want to download Malwarebytes, and run
Malwarebytes. Okay.
Yeah, and run a scan on your system. Maybe run Defender too. Make sure Windows Defender is running and scan your machine. Something's up, because that's definitely not supposed to happen when you're on any site, right? You shouldn't be interrupted by another site when you're on a primary site.
No, I know. That's what's freaking me, because it's like, wow.
Yeah. And again, the reason it's happening, I would contend, is because you've been surfing naked. You've been surfing naked, man. And when you're out there surfing naked, you're going to end up on malicious sites, either on purpose or by accident, by any of the users of that computer. Right. So if you're sitting there and somebody says, oh, click on this website for this information, before you know it, depending on what you're doing, they're going to try to load code on your system. And that's what's happening here. So we want you to surf more safely. And by using OpenDNS, you're not going to be given or have those types of things happen to you, because you're going to cleaner, safer internet. It's going to exclude those.
I can go to your website and get the info on that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And one other quick thing. Should I go to Windows 11 now or wait till after I clean this up? Or what do you think?
Clean this up first. It's more important.
Yeah, definitely. Get it fixed first.
Okay. And then with Windows 11, is it better to just download it than I haven't been getting many messages lately for that, but I got a bunch before.
Well, run the install assistant that I linked to. And Mike G put a link to it on Facebook and Twitter or X.
It's a whole tool you can run to get it done for you.
All right. I'll do that. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I'm going to get on this right away.
All right, Joe. Yeah, it's important.
All right. Take care.
You got it, sir. Bye-bye. If you're ever seeing your computer act funny like that, it's not funny. It's serious. Something is definitely working to try to scam you or get inside and do things. And key logging is an issue, still a big issue, where people are stealing credentials. So when you're logging into things like bank accounts and stuff like that, if there's actually any kind of website that's sitting there in the background that's been sitting there as a key logger, you could be typing in your username and password for your bank account and the bad guys will be collecting it. So this is important stuff that you don't surf without running OpenDNS. I don't know how long we've said it. If my own boys can avoid being hacked up until they left our nest, which is a while now, you guys should be able to do the same thing. And this, the prescription really is DNS filtering. It is something that we do with all our business clients, of course, by default as well. I've done it for, gosh, 20, maybe 20 years now. Having a clean DNS that's out there for you to be surfing on is going to keep you more safe than surfing naked on the internet. Let's go on to Dave in Enfield. What's going on, Dave?
Good morning, guys. Good to talk to you.
You too.
Calling today about issues I have with the Odyssey app. I noticed today must be the day for Odyssey. I just heard somebody else call in.
Just one person complained.
Well, here comes another.
You got it.
I've been having a lot of frustrations with it. I mean, overall, there's a lot of really fluky things that seem to happen. But my major problem is I'm listening to it on the phone quite often. I like to listen to TIC during the day. Can't get it on AM. Lousy reception.
Right.
So Odyssey's the way for me. So when I'm listening to it, all of a sudden, it just cuts off. It's as if I hit the pause button. And this is like constant. Keeps going like this throughout. And I thought it was my phone at first.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Samsung S22, consistently did this. I recently upgraded to the S25. Same thing's happening. So I don't know if there's something that you've seen or heard from anyone else, but just curious if there's a way around it.
Yeah, I've seen and heard. But this has happened on a lot of streaming services. Go ahead.
Actually, Odyssey has an article on their, it has a support article about audio stops playing on Samsung Galaxy mobile devices or accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And we will post that. It looks like it has something to do with the battery management.
Ah, yes.
And the way that apps get slept on Samsung.
Yeah, apps get slapped.
They get slept.
They get slept. slept that app. So,
we'll post that article. There's actually a couple of different things they tell you to look for. So we're not going to read them off over the phone. Look at the article and, you know, work through the list. Okay.
Oh, okay. Appreciate the thoughts on it.
You got it, Dave. The thing about the IT technology these days is every phone is not the same. My phone does something different than your phone. My phone has different operating system, different version of operating system. My phone will have a different flavor of apps on it. So when you have a transistor radio, remember those? Those all were the same.
That's true.
No difference.
It was the same technology from one to another.
It just worked. Your phone is so different from my phone. It's literally night and day other than the fact that it's a phone.
Right, and everybody's got different settings too.
Exactly. So all of these things work together to conspire against your ability to listen to the radio.
Well, hopefully you can get it straightened out so it gets a little better at least.
It's progress. Well, the thing is, let's just say Odyssey said to all operating systems, ignore what the operating system tells you. We must run and we must run, period, no matter what your phone says. Ignore all communications about sleeping anything or battery management. Imagine the apps that did that.
Well, there are some apps that do that.
Yes.
And by design, and that would be things like antivirus.
Sure. Okay.
But yeah,
but they have to be given,
else,
they have to be given permission
well,
to do
yes,
it.
Yes, they do. They need certain permissions that are assigned through the app market.
Right.
That allow that to happen on your device when you install it.
And so, of course, if Odyssey
is not going to get that level of permission, no.
But maybe the actual platform of the phone would get that permission. So all we're saying, Dave, is this problem is not going to go away, but we'll give you a link to your solution. I hope that helps.
Okay. Now, where do I look for this link? Is that on your
go to our website, Computer Talk with Tab. The name of the show.com also works.
Exactly.
Literally, it works. It is great.
All right, Dave.
You guys are great. Listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay. Take care now.
You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we do appreciate all your listeners out there for calling in. We want to thank Carolyn for producing, Mike G for posting everything live, and we will see you next Saturday.
Remember, we want you to be geeks too.
Have a great weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.